Hi there, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
And Rob, what's the story today?
Well, today I want to talk about Caroline Kennedy, and not how she withdrew her name from consideration for the New York Senate seat, which has since been given to Kirsten Gillibrand.
So, Rob, is this about New York politics, then?
No. This is how to speak correctly. Now, I want to play for you a quick excerpt of an interview that Kennedy gave with the Associated Press.
You know, I think really this is sort of a unique moment, both in our, you know, in our country's history and in my own life. And, you know, we are facing, you know, unbelievable challenges, our economy, you know, healthcare.
So that was five you knows in just under 19 seconds there.
It seems almost like a tick or something.
Yeah, it's a tick and it's a great way to get drunk.
I understand that actually became a parlor game.
So this is like a drink. This has become a drinking game?
Yeah, well, that's according to Jana Barnhill. She is the international president for Toastmasters International, an organization which helps develop communication and leadership skills by having members practice presentations and speeches in front of each other. They have over 12,000 clubs in 92 countries across the world. So that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, that is. I've actually seen Toastmaster speeches before. They work hard on those things. So did this woman have anything to say about Kennedy's tics?
Well, she felt bad for Kennedy because she says these tics, or verbal garbage is what she liked to call them, are things that we're not even aware that are happening to us as we're speaking. She says that at Toastmaster meetings and stuff, people actually record verbal tics like you knows or likes or ahs or ums. And at the end, they have this person who is compiling all these things give the bad news to the speaker. And here's how that might sound.
Gosh, did you know that during that 3-minute talk you just gave, you used the word like 17 times. You used ah 20 times.
And Andrea, Barnhill says this news can actually be quite startling.
9 times out of 10, when they hear that, they say, oh, my stars. I had no idea.
See?
Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars. So it can be a shocker. But there's ways of overcoming this. Now, Barnhill was just describing the system where you compile and nicely give a note afterwards. But there's another system that also works that is employed at some Toastmaster meetings. Do you know what that system is?
No. What is it?
It's the buzzer system, the technique where someone rings a bell or a buzzer. Right. Or it could be something like the secret word thing during Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yeah. Just imagine if you heard that every time you said you know by accident.
I think it might get very slightly annoying, Rob.
I know. Now, I was thinking maybe for the duration of this conversation, we will maybe put in a system where you can stop me, say, hey, stop it, or ah, or something quick if you hear me say like, or you know.
Okay.
Right. Good. But the thing is that it's tough. It's tough because when you are, I mean, you can even hear me talking in a little bit more of a stilted fashion because I'm constantly thinking, okay, Andrea now has buzzer power and I cannot screw up. So when you're thinking about this, and oh, see, I just said it.
Right? You said when you're.
Right. So that was a repeat. That was a good one. And Barnhill herself says that she too has problems. This is her describing to me that buzzer system I was telling you about earlier.
I have visited Toastmaster clubs all over the world. There are clubs that incorporate that particular mechanism. And, you know, for some, I just said, you know.
See, she just said it. She's like, there are clubs that, you know. So she is the international president of Toastmasters International, and she even says, you know, so you have to feel like, okay, if this woman who is the grand poobah of all these toasters is still saying, you know, then maybe you got to cut yourself a little slack. You know.
All right, okay.
Right, I just said it again.
So what can you do?
Well, instead of filling in the conversation and having a continuous flow of verbs and sounds coming out of your mouth, you just have to think, I'm going to pause, and I'm not going to fill in with something. I'm just going to be silent. And this, Barnhill says, can be very effective in not only making you sound more intelligent, but maybe adding some gravity to your speech.
You know, pauses can be very powerful and very effective in a speech.
You ever hear, like, see, she totally backed me up on that.
That was very effective, I have to say.
It takes a while to get out of that habit because you have to affect a different speech pattern to not say, you know. At least I have to because I screw up all the time and say it. So, but that's what they do at Toastmasters, and that's what they're all about. Now, something that I've been doing lately that I feel like has been helping me is I've been reading a lot to my daughter, Rachel, and I feel like, okay, I'm reading these silly voices or I'm reading complicated words. Like, I didn't even know how hard it is to read Dr. Seuss without messing up. All these words are coming at me, and I'm thinking, I really stink at reading. So I have been slowing down. I'm trying to be better at Dr. Seuss, get in with my green eggs and ham, and make her really feel the power of those words.
My knowledge of eggs is tremendously wide. I've eaten them boiled, I've eaten them fried, poached and shirred and deviled and scrambled, omelet, schmommel, it's cobbled and brambled. I've eaten them
enough. That is enough for this edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Can be guzzled. And thinking of eggs reminds me of Sam, whose favorite dish is green eggs and ham.